listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden has a big meeting Saturday at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Lima, Peru.
Eyes will be on President Biden's meeting with China's President Xi Jinping. It's only the third time that the leaders have met since Biden took office, and it will likely be the last time they both meet as presidents. But there are a number of things that were told by the White House that they will be discussing, chief among them, a smooth transition between the Biden and Trump administration.
ABC's Alex Perche in Lima. A representative for Rudy Giuliani said the former Trump lawyer is relinquishing his cherished watches as he attempts to pay a nine-figure judgment to two former election workers he defamed in 2020. Oklahoma school superintendent Ryan Walters is requiring local districts to show his video announcing a new Department of Religious Freedom and Patriotism. The state attorney general says Walters has no such authority. This is ABC News. Facing a death penalty for his questionable conviction for the shaken baby death of his two-year-old daughter in 2002, the Supreme Court of Texas just removed one hurdle.
Robert Robertson was set for execution last month when the Texas Supreme Court halted the procedure to allow the 57-year-old to testify before a legislative committee. In the end, Robertson did not appear, but his supporters did and argued that he was wrongly convicted and sentenced to die. Now the Supreme Court has removed its temporary block, saying its authority had been circumvented by state lawmakers. No new execution date has been set. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Missouri authorities say the cases are not related, but a state highway patrol trooper, David McKnight, and Julian Alcala, an officer in the St. Louis suburb of Florissant, were indicted separately this week for pulling over women for traffic stops, then rifling through their phones looking for nude pictures, according to investigators. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and mild conditions today with a high of 54. Mostly cloudy tonight, some brief pockets of light rain, 43 for a low. Sunday, a good amount of sunshine, breezy, still mild, 54. Sunday night, a bit cool, 32 for a low. Turning cloudy and breezy on Monday, rain by late afternoon, 53. Tuesday, breezy in the morning, rain tapering off, a high of 57. Blustery and cold on Wednesday, light snow with a high of 42. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Except for the snapshot. Ooh.
business. And the new clothes match the new smile on his face. The extra key on his chain must be to the office. Poor baby's leaving early, staying late. Except for the snapshot, ooh, he doesn't know I've got. He almost pulled off the perfect lover's crime. Except for the snapshot, ooh, that puts me on top. He thinks he's got one on me, but he hasn't seen the snapshot.
Was that a huge hit? But she was just I'll tell you what, almost an interstellar type performer. She had such clout back in the 70s and 80s. That's Sylvia with Snapshot. Hey, good morning, folks. 5:08 for your weekend wake up. Adam Hess with you. Chilly 27. There's some frost on the windshield today, kids. Here's the first of two in a row from Joe South and the games people play on your weekend wake up. From WRCOFM.
Game people play now. Well, we make one another cry. Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Oh, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty rotten shame. Oh, la da da. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they're wrong. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Well, the whippoorwill roost on the telephone pole and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time.
Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
Crowded a restaurant way across town. He waited impatiently. She walked in, their eyes met, and they both stared. Right there and then, everyone else disappeared. But one boy, one girl, to put it mildly, it was love at first sight. He smiled, she smiled, they knew right away. This was the day they'd waited for all their lives.
were standing there in the front of a little church, among their friends and family, repeating those sacred words. Preacher said, "Son, kiss your bride," and he raised her veil like the night they met. Time just stood still for one boy.
Your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast, from WRCO-FM. Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. From the high school basketball scene, there is a Richland Center Girls High School basketball scrimmage this morning at 10 a.m. at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Now, there has been some erroneous information floating around with a different stated time, including from the WIAA. According to the Richland Center head coach, the Richland Center Girls High School basketball scrimmage this morning starts at 10 a.m. at the RCHS Fieldhouse. High school football continued last night throughout the state of Wisconsin and the right to advance to the state championship. It was Catholic Memorial picking up a 31-14 win over Wisconsin Lutheran. Bayport got by DC Everest 34-27. Muskego 16-14 over Maquonago. Rice Lake a 31-24 win over West De Pere. Slinger 35, Badger 28. It was Notre Dame a 41-21 winner over La Crosse Logan. Baldwin Woodville 40, Winneconne 16. Racine St. Catharines doubled up on Aquinas 12-6. Wrightstown, no trouble with Northwestern, 47-16. Closest game of the night, Stratford defeated Prairie du Chien, 26-25. Grantsburg, 34, Bonduel, 29. Lamira with a 36-0 shutout over Belleville. Edgar, 21, Boyceville, 20. And Potosi-Cassville advances over Kenosha St. Joseph, 26-15. That sets up this coming weekend's state championships, Thursday and Friday at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Division 7 championship, Edgar against Potosi-Cassville. Division 6, it's Grantsburg taking on Lamira. Division 5 Championship, Stratford against Wrightstown. Division 4, we see Baldwin-Woodville taking on Racine St. Catharines. The Division 3 State Championship, Catholic Memorial and Notre Dame. The Division 2, Slinger faces off against Rice Lake. And Division 1, it's Muskego against Bayport.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. Heaven knows we've seen storm clouds gather, and it looked just like our world was gonna end. Yes, we've touched the thorns of life, now we know better, and we're more in love now than we've ever been. After the storm comes the sunshine. The clouds are gone, and the world is tame. Into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain? And it's just like a second honeymoon. Yes, we fought the storms of life, now we know better, and the rain just helped to make the roses bloom. After the storm comes the sunshine, the clouds are gone, and the world is tame. Well, into each life there will be showers, but don't the world look brighter after the rain?
Oh, thought I'd fall forever in love. The minute your red gingham dress hit the floor. But after I'd taken up all of your favors, the hungry inside of me cried out, there's more. Don't misunderstand me, it's not that you're lacking. The fact is your beauty's what dreams are made of. I do not have one thing against you, sweet lady. I just wish you were someone I love. And I did not mean to mislead you. I never intended to push come to shove. Someone I love. I did not mean to mislead you. And I never intended to push come to shove. Someone I love. I did not mean to mislead you. I never intended to push come shove.
Got a souped-up ride and I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Track.
myself getting out. That's what this is all about. Sun goes up, sun goes down. You only get one go around. Then I left this town. Then I let that road carry me as far as it could carry me. Stood on a mountain for me. Found a place where I can breathe in. And lockets, and all I have now is the truth that I found.
That song was released 18 years ago already from 2006. Josh Grayson, I Keep Coming Back. Good morning, folks. It's your weekend wake-up. Adam Hess with you. The Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing a big old cold 27.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The winning combo of football and Thanksgiving kicked off way before there was anything called the NFL. According to History.com, the first Thanksgiving football game was a college match between Yale and Princeton in 1876, only 13 years after President Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by the Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality fair prices and very friendly, helpful people on West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
Over at Quail Run, they're mixing things up with mouth-watering specials every week. This month, try a slice of their seasonal cranberry cheesecake. It's as delicious as it sounds. For the burger lover, the Bacon Jam Burger is loaded with pepper jack and packed with flavor. And right now, don't miss a classic Sloppy Joe plate, served up with potato chips for that perfect comfort meal. Swing by Quail Run, where every bite feels like home. Quail Run, deliciously local every day.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If you
and she let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. Sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all.
Feel this feeling, everything that you do. another whisper if you please. Don't worry about the details, darling.
Our meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny, breezy, and mild conditions today with a high of 54. Mostly cloudy tonight, some brief pockets of light rain, 43 for a low. Sunday, a good amount of sunshine, breezy, still mild, 54. Sunday night, a bit cool, 32 for a low. Turning cloudy and breezy on Monday, rain by late afternoon, 53. Tuesday, breezy in the morning, rain tapering off, a high of 57. Blustery and cold on Wednesday, light snow with a high of 42.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent. Like $14, having 27 cents. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say roses are red and violets are purple, and sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Trends in commodity prices and the importance of crop insurance. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this Brownfield Commodity Update. Speed wins, that's why Sign is focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition. And why they've released more new Enlist D3 lines than any other company. Sign has yield. Commodity prices have been a pain point for many producers this year. Tony Jacina with Farm Credit says the trend in prices has not been a friend of agriculture.
So if you look at, you know, prices from a year ago, 2 years ago versus now, I mean, they're down significantly. So the challenge with that is, you know, that's putting a pressure on producer margins. And so, you know, that's the outlook right now is there's going to be a lot of producers that are looking at break even or worse heading into 2025.
So when we look at protecting our bottom line and protecting farm income, I'm assuming producers aren't able to properly protect their risk with what's available in base levels.
Well, not with base levels. So in the past, that was the case last few years, but right now that's changed. Across our footprint, I looked at a lot of different counties. And if you look at the most common policy that producers are purchasing, it will not cover their break-evens in 2025. And so, but there's hope, okay? So there's the government's actually here to help because they've added a lot of options since the last time we were in this environment. If you go back 10 years ago when we had, you know, high commodity prices and we saw the trend drop just like it is right now, you know, the risk management agencies added over 300 different types of plans and options that didn't exist back then. So things like enhanced coverage option, supplemental coverage option, margin protection. So if you're open to looking at things like area plans, so you can add that onto your base policy, and that'll give you an opportunity to cover your cost of production. So that's the good sign. But you're going to have to look at something different maybe than what you're used to have been doing.
When we think about getting creative with risk management and protecting our bottom line, what kind of conversations, what questions should they be asking when it comes to selecting the correct policy?
Yeah, first thing, Megan, is you need to understand your cost of production. So what's my risk? And so can I cover that cost of production with what I've been doing or not? And if not, then what are ways to get there that I'm comfortable with? The second thing is, you know, when margins get tight, there's a tendency, so I need to manage expenses. The challenge for that is crop insurance is probably not the one area that you should try to look at managing expenses. It's how do I maximize my revenue and minimize my risk? So now is probably not the time to cheapen up your policy. Now's the time to figure out how do I lean into what's available so that I can maximize my revenue, minimize risk. So other questions to ask would be, okay, so what can I do to cover my cost of production? And then what does my policy allow me to do to maximize revenue? So, you know, you should be more comfortable doing like forward pricing, things like that. So there's opportunities out there to take advantage of what you have to maximize revenue. But now's not the time to cut back on cost.
Knowing that there are discussions right now about Farm Bill potentially getting done in a lame duck or having to start the process all over again in 2025, what is the message that the ag industry maybe needs to be conveying those efforts to get this Farm Bill done in terms of risk management and crop insurance?
Yes. So the first thing is I encourage everybody to reach out to their elected representatives and let them know we need a farm bill. Okay, let's get it done because the farm bill is the only safety net our producers have. You know, crop insurance is a key component of that. But we need the certainty of the farm bill so that we have at least a five-year outlook because we're asking producers to make huge investments in their operation. Land is expensive. Equipment's expensive. We need the confidence of what's the safety net going to be so I can make informed decisions about my operation. So we need to get a farm bill done. We need to get it done now.
If you had a crystal ball, is that going to happen in the lame duck session?
I think it's 50-50. It'd be better for everybody if we can get it done in the lame duck. And I think there's interest on both sides to get it done. So that gives me confidence that they're willing to try at least to take up the conversation. Can they get it done in the lame duck? I think that's challenging because while the House has got their bill in committee, but it hasn't really been on the floor, but the Senate really even hasn't put in final language yet. So to get it done in the lame duck, I think is a big challenge, but I think the conversations will start. It just might have to extend into the new Congress.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO-FM.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for old-time rock and roll goodies. Featuring the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. And we'll be stopping and parking for a time during Top 40 Radio's heyday, 1965. Tunes from the Stones, along with the Supremes, the Byrds, Bob Dylan, and many more. Coming your way on Saturday night as we examine the chart from November of 1965. Your rock and roll requests from any of the genres we play are welcome. By call or text, we hope to hear from you Saturday night. Those were the days sponsored by Joan Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindom Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbo's in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, along with Center Cinema Twins and Utter Brothers Restaurant & Creamery. Saturday night between 6 and midnight. I hope you'll join us for Those Were the Days.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.